You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. honey and I've decided
love divided in two, one, two.
So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
Put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and this edition I'm going to call April Kisses, because those who know me and those who are, you know, and I'd have to say myself, I'm not a romantic type guy, and those who you know, those who've experienced my personality would have to say that, and I really admit that I'm not. However, once a year, I think I have a right to do a something along the lines that I'm doing tonight, and it has been 14 years, and this week basically is to celebrate that someone has been able to tolerate my company for 14 years when 2 hours a week is more than most people can actually stand. But that's that being said, I do celebrate that, and it's I think it's miraculous. So we began this edition of Radiola with Eddie Lang and Arthur Schott, April Kisses, 1927, off of Parlophone 78. Nice sound there. I managed to... Oh, yeah. It's that's just beautiful. And a little crunchier, but well worth including. And also, it is that time of year, by the way. So I had to... there's an ulterior motive in this song. Louis Armstrong, his orchestra, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket, 1936. And it has nothing much to do with... it's more of an emotional thing, but... It does reflect upon the season. We're heading toward toward Easter, but this also is a celebration of the fact that, as I say, somebody's been able to, you know, put up with me so long. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm generally a likable guy, but I get tiresome at times, even to myself. And Willard Robeson with the Ipana Troubadours is our theme, as always. So wake up, children, and you know, go looking for those Easter eggs too, while you're out there. We're going to continue with this this April Kisses edition of Radiola. The High Hatters, Franklin Bauer singing it, and this I always love this studio group. They always, for some reason, they always just sound really, really good to me. I don't know why they should sound better than the Victor Orchestra as such, but it's a very sprightly dance orchestra. To know you is to love you. Well, yeah, sure is. And not, and so, and whoever is, you know, the person that's aimed at, it is, actually.
Thank you. past you. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch of my collar. You're the lace of my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase of tale you've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Philip Spitalny and his orchestra, his all-male orchestra, I guess in this case. Scrappy Lambert on the vocal. Anytime's the time to fall in love, in 1930. And, you know, anytime is. You know, you just have to, you know, you just jump off the diving board, and there you are. You just do it. And generally speaking, if there's water in the pool, you're fine. Oh, yeah. Before that, Sam Lannon and his orchestra, Scrappy again, there on the vocal, You're the Cream in My Coffee, 1928. Beginning also from 1928, To Know You is to Love You. I believe that's DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. The High Hatters, Franklin Bauer, singing it there on that Victor. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm, you know, I'm doing very well. This is a happy time of year for me. Not everything that occurs in one's life is happy, but this is a very happy occasion, so I'm going to try to share that happiness with you and hope that some of you catch some of it. Here's Arthur Hall, not the crooning type, but nonetheless we include him. 1926 off of Radiax, and why not? I've got the girl. Oh yeah.
I don't envy anyone, but everyone envies me. I'm the happiest boy, I know nothing but joy. I don't wish for anything, the world has been good to me. I'm contented, I'm so contented, and yet why shouldn't I be? For I've got the girl, I've got the girl. Oh, what a girl, oh, what a girl. She's got a smile you'd walk a mile to see. Believe me, I had a heart, I lost my heart. Just had to be, just had to be. She had a heart, she gave her heart to me. Oh, those lips, oh, those eyes, oh, can't you see? She's just the kind of a girl you'd like your girl to be. Oh, I'm satisfied, so satisfied. Who wouldn't be, who couldn't be? I've got the girl, she's just the girl for me. Now I just smile at everyone, and everyone smiles at me. I'm as proud as a king, the world don't owe me a thing. My bank book is very low, as low in funds as could be. I'm so happy, yes, I'm so happy that you could borrow from me. For I've got the girl, I've got the girl. Oh, what a girl, oh, what a girl. I got a break, oh, what a break, oh, gee. I'll go to work and work like a Turk. If I get a job, I want a job. I need a job, she'll get a job for me. Can she bake, can she make that coffee cake? And how she smothers those onions on a celluline steak. Mm-hmm. Who pays the bill? I pay the bill. Who's got the dough? She's got the dough. If I get the girl, she's just the girl for me. Satisfied, so satisfied. Who wouldn't be, who couldn't be? I've got the girl, she's just the girl for me.
It's a fact it is that we women folk are beating all you men. You get evidence of it every day. Now just look what we go through and the clever things that we do, and we surely have this to say. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? They fly the Atlantic while countries explore, where lions and tigers and savages roar. then they faint dead away when they see a little mouse on the floor. Boys, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? I said, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? A man who's so old that he should take to his bed will try monkey glands and he'll get married instead. But we know who put the big idea in his head. You know who? Women, women, women. Aren't women grand? Though we like to think and to boast about man being supreme, still he's got to play second fiddle, no doubt. Though he's big and tall, maybe she's short and small, yet she can count him out. Oh, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? When baby is expected, you chuckle with glee and think how you'll dangle the kid on your knee. A girl or a boy you'd like, but she hands you three. No fooling. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? How kings have been conquered, the history books tell. For instance, Anne Boleyn, and also Sweet Nell. Surely you know Cleopatra and Sophie Tucker as well. I must say that we women are wonderful, boys. No fooling. Women are grand.
Do your stuff, fingers. Papa's got another hard luck story to tell the customers. Yes, sir. True love never does run smooth, at least that's what I'm told. If that's true, then our love surely must be good as gold. How we battle every day when I want a kiss. I have to start explaining, and it sounds about like this.
Whispering pianist Art Gilham, and I've played stuff of his that sounds like it would make you want to cut yourself. It's so lugubrious, but I love his piano playing, and here he's having fun. 1925. I think he was even having fun with the other ones. It just went over my head at the time. Dearie, don't be angry. Well, that's, you know, marriages include that, too. Let's have the other side of the equation. In fact, if you don't exchange gunfire regularly during the first year of marriage, then you have no intimacy whatsoever. You got to fight it out the first year, and then with any luck, things get nice. So that's when you settle your differences and you learn to compromise and deal with all those happy things that you must deal with in marriage, and take it from someone who has had a marriage for 14 years and is very happy. Oh yes, but that first year, boy, you go through that, you're exchanging words that you wouldn't exchange with anyone. And before that, Sophie Tucker, Aren't Women Wonderful? Well, yes, 1928, off a UK Columbia issue, and beginning with Arthur Hall on Radix, I've Got the Girl, 1926, and crunchy but nice tune, and yeah, nice to have that, and he's enjoying those steaks too, and that's all right too. This is Radiola, and we do not prescribe our dietary course for anyone. You have to determine that yourself, but whatever you like, enjoy it. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm enjoying plenty. I'm enjoying a wonderful week this week, and we're going to continue on Radiola with an acoustic selection on OK from 1921. Erdody's Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra. Oh me, oh my. Oh yes, here it is.
Thank you. in love with you. And though you find more bliss in someone else's kiss, I'll always be in love with you. I can't do any more. I've tried so hard to please, but let me thank you for such tender memories. I wish you happiness. As for me, sweetheart, I guess I'll always be in love with you.
Ray Nichols and his Palais Royal Orchestra, Irving Kaufman singing it, I'll Always Be in Love with You, 1929, late acoustic, kind of counterintuitive to finish with a waltz, but this is an April Kisses edition of Radiola, so we feel compelled to give sway to, or let our romantic urges hold sway, and when we usually don't here, we're very, we tend to be a cynical a lot, at least I am. I don't know, if there's not a mouse in my pocket, so I'm using the editorial we as we speak, as I speak. Before that, the Georgians, great Paul Specht band within a band, marvelous musicians in there, including Frank Gorente. And You've Got to See Mama Every Night, 1923. And that's, yeah, there's marriage. If you don't see Mama every night, it's not a marriage, is it? It's a, that's true. You know, you're living in sin. You're not living in sin, you're commuting. That's what I'm saying. Before that, Erdodes Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra, Oh Me, Oh My, 1921. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm feeling marvelous, just marvelous, I have to say it. It's April, and, you know, occasionally the snowdrifts have receded. It's still a chill in the air, but occasionally we can get out there and we see the sun, and it's quite enjoyable. Here's Miss, is it, this is right on the label, I should say, Miss Lee Morris on the label, and her Bluegrass Boys, an old-fashioned romance from 1925, and that's the kind you want to have. You don't want to have any of these postmodern things. You want the old-fashioned kind. And here's Lee Morris.
Folks say that I act very shy. There's truth in that, I'll confess. The reason you see, known just to me, I'm sure that you would never guess. I want an old-fashioned romance, a kiss and a shy glance, but wherein there's someone like me who longs for a garden that's just filled for dreams, where we can make love neath a friendly moonbeam. By a dreamy lagoon, we would gaze at the moon and plan on how happy we'd be. When we were wed, now that's why I'm dead. Just an old-fashioned romance for me. Fields are gloaming neath a window, lovers sang long years ago. I love you
as I never have before. But they don't make love like that anymore. So I want an old-fashioned romance, a kiss and a shy glance. But where is there someone like me who longs for a darling that just feels for dreams, where we can make love beneath a friendly moonbeam? By a dreamy lagoon, we will gaze at the moon and plan on how happy we'd be. When we were wed, now that's why I'm dead. Just an old-fashioned romance for me.
Stop, look, listen to me. Anybody seen my gal? Look what she did to me, and I thought she was my pal. Next gal I go and get must be blonde or brunette. Red-headed gals may be okay, but I'm here to say nobody knows what a red-headed mama can do. Do, 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 do. Give her a heart made of rock, she'll break it in two, two, right in two. There's no doubt that she's got a conscience and a mind. But when she steps out, she leaves them both behind. She can draw rings around a gal like Louisville Lou, 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 Lou. She can make a blue bear feel mighty blue, so blue. To keep her from talking without a muzzle is harder to do than a crossword puzzle, cause nobody knows what a red-headed mama can do.
Thank you.
The Mound City Blue Blowers in 1924, red hot. And they are, oh boy, are they. And the Frank Trumbauer, who had a hand in writing that composition, was in evidence on his saxophone. And you heard him blowing his C melody. I believe it was a C melody. I'm afraid to state anything with any conviction anymore. I received a nice correction on a previous mistake of mine, which I will get into in a moment. I'm going to hedge, and the hedges are coming into bloom, so that's fine with me. Cliff Edwards, Nobody Knows What a Red-Headed Mama Can Do, 1925, and I know, I've seen it, and generally speaking, it's a good thing. Miss Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys. An Old-Fashioned Romance, 1925. And yes, we try to maintain a certain level of accuracy here on Radiola. So if you hear me say something totally wrong, I do appreciate it when you let me know. And Art Pierce of the Capitol Theater in Rome, New York, listens to this show, and he let me know that Billy U. Carpenter did the scatting on a recording, two sides of a recording by Gene Austin, where I had imputed the scatting to Gene, and I found out he was absolutely correct, and I was hoping that Gene could scat, but Gene was still a great, you know, great jazz aficionado, but I was wondering, that was kind of out of Gene's water, so it's good that Billy U. Carpenter was there scatting along and playing the ukulele. Yes, this is Radiola. I can scat, and I can play the ukulele and a few other instruments besides, but I won't do it here tonight. We're going to proceed, and I want to thank Art for letting me know that I was absolutely wrong. So, the Baby Soda Jazz Band, yes. Well, I'm taking a chance here because this was a live performance they gave in Manlius, New York, near Syracuse, at the Kellish Hill Farm. And I have to include the selection this week. It's not a matter of anything but that I have to. So from last year, on June 6th, here's Sweet Sue.
Thank you.